marvellous. The doctor stretched out and relaxed. There's nowhere like the Windsor Tea Rooms for a world-class cup of tea, especially during the reign of King Harry. Rosalind was examining a brightly coloured leaflet. It says here that Windsor Castle burnt down to the ground in 2038. The remains of Windsor Castle were moved to Kent and rebuilt on the site of Leeds Castle, which in turn was moved to Leeds. She gazed wistfully out of the tea room windows at the castle. It's strange hearing about all these future monarchs. I used to think that Queen Victoria would go on forever. I'll tell you what is going on forever, said the doctor, peering over his shoulder. And that's our wait for tea. I've not seen a single waiter, said Rosalind. Is that thing working properly? She gestured towards the handheld device that the doctor had used to type in their order of a pot of tea, a glass of lemonade, and a couple of slices of Battenberg cake. Rosalind thought it a very impersonal way to run a cafe. The doctor picked up the ordering device. It should be working, he gave it a shake. I think it might be low on power. There was a rumble and a swish as a gigantic metal creature burst in from the kitchen. It was about 9 foot tall, stooping slightly to fit into the room. In place of feet it had tank treads, and its body was a vast tapered cylinder made of gleaming metal. Its head was a bulbous dome with a grill for a mouth and a single eye that blazed at Rosalind and the doctor. Its whip-like hands thrashed around menacingly. The doctor jumped to his feet. Great powers! My old enemies, the Trods! No wonder the service was so slow.
Doctor, bellowed the dreaded Trod, do not attempt to get away. We have a special fate in store for you.
What do we do, Doctor? Gulped Rosalind. There's only one thing we can do, he said as the enormous machine bore down on them. Run for it! The Trod spun round, knocking over tables and chairs.
Halt! Do not move! Remain where you are! Stop! Come back!
Driven on by fear, Rosalind ran from the shop, down the hill towards the river. It was a warm evening and the street heaved with tourists. The doctor ran ahead of Rosalind, sending ripples through the crowd, which made her progress difficult. Rosalind glanced back to see the Trod standing outside the half-timbered tea rooms, waving its arm around and ordering them to stop. She turned back and crashed into a fat boy with an ice cream, sending boy, ice cream and her high-heeled shoes flying into the air. She landed with a thump on the pavement, and the ice cream landed on her smart blue dress with a plop. Ow, she said. When the doctor came back to find Rosalind, she was trying to wipe the ice cream from her dress, but it was already soaking through. Is that thing following us? She asked. I can't see it, said the doctor. You can never tell with the Trods, though. They can be terribly sneaky. We'll have to find out what they're up to. Come on, Rosie. Rosalind patted the fat boy on the head and smiled radiantly at his even fatter mother, who huffed and dragged her son back into the crowd. Rosalind was served up a cup of astonishment, with two lumps of surprise and a dash of amazement, when, instead of heading back to the tea rooms, the doctor made for the Hotel Royal and booked them into the luxury suite on the top floor. Honestly, she said, how are we going to find out what the Trods are doing from up here? They could be planning an invasion right now, like those glitter fiends from Obstreperous 7. The doctor paced over to the window. Uh-huh, perfect, he said. Bemused, Rosalind followed him over to the window. Oh, you are clever, she said. Their hotel apartment directly overlooked the tea rooms. Brilliant, but we're a bit high up. That shouldn't matter too much with these binoculoscopes. He put on a pair of overcomplicated green goggles. Rosalind thought they made him look ridiculous. Now let's see, he said. There's a truck at the back of the tea rooms with the royal crest on the side. Interesting. Oh no! He handed the binoculoscopes to Rosalind. You want me to put these on? She asked. The doctor nodded, and she reluctantly held them up to her eyes. The doctor was right. There was a truck, and there was a man in a white outfit loading it up with trods.
Do you think they're trying to get into the castle? Asked Rosalind.
I'm afraid so, replied the doctor. And if they're trying to get into the castle, then they can only have one plan. To assassinate King Harry!
Rosalind was so shocked that she dropped the binoculoscopes and they smashed to pieces on the floor.
You're not serious!
I'm afraid so, Rosie. We'll have to get down and stop them right away.
Rosalind looked down sadly at her beautiful blue dress. The ghastly mottled stain from the boy's ice cream had spread out and turned brown. For a moment she was torn. Then she said,
Oh, but I can't go out like this.
What do you mean, Rosie? Asked the doctor.
It's my dress, she said, choking back the tears. This is the last one. All the others that I brought with me are ruined. I can't bear to lose this one as well. It was a gift from my grandmother.
There, there, Rosie, the doctor examined the stain. Oh dear, you'll have to stay here and get it cleaned.
Not a chance, Doctor. I want to come with you.
All right, we'll take the dress to the dry cleaners on the way out.
Wait a moment, Doctor. You are not seriously expecting me to tackle the trods dressed only in my underwear?
Well, no, but...
You'll simply have to get me another dress, and with the TARDIS parked in Slough, you'll have to go to the High Street.
The Doctor's face fell.
You don't mean... shopping?
Rosalind gave a sweet smile.
You've got your galactic credit card, haven't you? It'll be easy. I'll just write down my sizes for you.
She picked up a pen and scribbled on one of the complimentary notepads.
I'll give you my shoe size as well. Then you can get me some stout running shoes, she said thoughtfully. And you can take my dress to the dry cleaners while you're out.
It was dark by the time the doctor returned. Rosalind asked him to wait outside the hotel room while she tried on the three dresses that he had bought. Two of the outfits were abysmal, but there was a green velvety one that Rosalind found rather splendid. It didn't look quite right with the new running shoes, but this was no time to accessorize. As the elevator descended, Rosalind adjusted her dress.
What do you think, then? She asked.
The doctor scratched his chin.
We'll have to tackle the trods head-on. It's only a matter of time before they make their move.
No, silly, giggled Rosalind. I meant about my dress. Where did you get it from, anyway?
The lift reached the ground floor and the doctor led the way through the reception.
Oh, there were so many shops. There were some nice jackets in Burton's, but they were for men.
The other shops were rather boring, with rows and rows of clothes that were all the same. Then I found a little shop that had a fascinating selection of clothes, with every kind of colour, cut and make, so I picked a couple of dresses from there.
And what was this magical shop called? Asked Rosalind,
as they left the hotel and crossed the street-lit road.
Said the doctor. It was called Oxfam.
Sounds interesting. Was it a boutique?
Yes, replied the doctor feebly.
Look, he whispered. We can sneak in through this back gate and take the trods by surprise.
The doctor used his sonic screwdriver to open the gate and they crept into the backyard of the tea rooms. The yard was still and Rosalind could smell Darjeeling wafting out from an open door. Suddenly, the menacing form of a trod appeared in the back door of the shop. The doctor hid behind a crate and Rosalind dived behind a pot plant. She settled into an uncomfortable crouch, trying to shield herself from the malevolent eye of the trod. Accompanying the trod was a stocky gentleman with spiky blonde hair, dressed all in white.
Is everything ready?
He asked.
Yes, Controller. The Super Trod and his army are all on board. I have prepared papers, and they will not be challenged at the gate.
Excellent, said the man. Once the Super Trod has completed his mission, nothing will stand in my way. I think I'll drive the truck myself. I want to see their faces!
Rosalind tried to stretch one of her legs to get more comfortable, but accidentally kicked over a metal drum of cooking oil.
Trod! Shouted the man. Who's that chuffing idiot?
The Trod trundled towards Rosalind and grabbed a painful hold on her wrist.
Hold it right there!
The doctor stood up and waved his sonic screwdriver in the air.
Who the heck are you?
The man blustered. I'm the Doctor, and that is my assistant, Rosalind. Who might you be?
Don't you spamming know? I'm only the greatest chef who ever beefing well lived, Henry Ruddy Erinsborough!
Well, Mr. Erinsborough, we've guessed your little game. I've planted explosives on that truck. One press of the button on this sonic remote, and your truckload of trods will be trashed.
Ha! Guffawed Henry. One command from me, and this trod will break Rosalind's arm!
Rosalind squealed in pain as she lost her footing on the cooking oil. Please, she whimpered, don't! Henry had gone bright red with rage, and Rosalind didn't doubt that he would do it.
Throw that volivanting remote on the floor, he shouted.
Rosalind was trying to stay upright when an idea came to her. She picked up her back heel and scooped the oil from her shoe, which she rubbed on her wrist where the trod was holding it. All right, said the Doctor, dropping the sonic screwdriver. But don't think you'll get away with this. Rosalind's arm was by now very slippery. She gave a little tug and the trod's grip loosened. She gave another tug and broke free from the trod's evil grip.
Alert! Shouted the trod. Rosalind has escaped!
It tried to catch her, but it lost its balance on the cooking oil and fell down with a clatter. Its head shattered on the stone floor and it started to make confused buzzing noises. Stumbling across the slippery oil, Rosalind made for the truck. She thought that if she could drive the truck away and hide it somewhere, it would ruin Henry's plans. She made it into the cab and grabbed at the controls, but Henry appeared at the door and pulled her out of the seat. Henry shouted at the Doctor and Rosalind.
What the gorgonzola have you two stupid truffles got against my staff, anyway?
Staff? Asked the Doctor. You mean the trods are working for you?
Too bacon right, said Henry. They're much better than people. The trods listen to orders.
Rosalind thought she saw the truck move, but she couldn't be sure.
And you're using them to run the tea room? Said the Doctor incredulously.
Yes, but tomorrow we're going to be serving at a royal function. Why the souffle would you want to stop me?
I'm terribly sorry, said the Doctor. I should have realised. I've battled the trods so many times, I just assumed they were up to no good.
Doctor, said Rosalind, the truck! The truck was rolling slowly down the hill. Henry and Rosalind ran after it, with Henry shouting and screaming, but it accelerated rapidly on the slope. It rolled past a signpost, onto the footway, through a railing, and into the river with a violent splash. Henry and Rosalind watched as the van bubbled and sunk beneath the water. Then Henry turned to Rosalind.
You lemon! You'll pay for this!
He wailed and chased her back up the hill. They got back to the tea rooms to find the Doctor leaning over the damaged trod.
Did you see what that girl did? Shouted Henry. She must have taken the handbrake off!
Shh! Said the Doctor authoritatively. Listen. And Henry listened.
Bzzzt!
Said the trod.
Who do you serve? Asked the Doctor.
We serve the super trod.
Not Henry Erinsborough, then?
No, bzzzt. He is our dupe.
Rosalind joined in.
What is your mission here? She asked the dying robot.
Bzzzt, we must.
Yes, said Rosalind.
Must.
Yes, chorused everyone.
Kidnap the entire royal family and hold them to ransom from our secret base on the moon in exchange for all Earth's diamonds, which we will use to power our super laser.
And with that, the trod expired. Well, Rosalind, that appears to be that, said the Doctor. Shame your new trainers got covered in oil. They're ruined. As they walked arm in arm from the yard, Rosalind gave a cheeky grin.
They are in a bit of a state. Perhaps I should have been more careful where I trod.